There once was a Timpanogos storytelling festival. Thousands of people came from near and far to hear people like Bill Lepp, a champion liar from West Virginia.
Some people would say that I am irrationally scared of spiders. But that's just not true. It's the rest of you who aren't scared enough.
In a tent nearby, a storyteller from Wales kept listeners spellbound as he recounted the long-ago journey of Odysseus. Then, youth tellers, as they're called, spun their own yarns. One was Yuton Ariah Gashler.
Have you ever been blamed for something you didn't do? It happens to me all the time. Like that time when my mom walked into my room and it was a huge mess.
This year's festival was the 27th. Karen Acerson is president of the Timpanogos Storytelling Institute.
So they come from all over the world. They bring tales of culture and folk tales, jack tales, tall tales. It's just fun.
Many people believe it's just kids who like listening to stories, but Acerson says people of all ages get excited about them. How stories take a hold of our minds is something that teller Ron Chick first grasped as a special education teacher in California.
We are hardwired to love story.
After 3 days of telling and listening, festival goers strolled from the big tents in Provo Canyon Saturday night and headed home. Many will return next year, ready to swap stories both old and new. Judy Fays, KUER News.